If you're not paying for something, you are the product. That self-evident truth about online life has resurfaced in recent days, as revelations about Cambridge Analytica's misuse of Facebook data have piled up. It describes the business model that dominates the internet. Free websites making huge profits by gathering detailed information about users, and then targeting ads accordingly. Narrowly, what appears to have happened in the Cambridge Analytica affair is this. A company called SCL Group asked a Cambridge University researcher to help create psychometric profiles, snapshots of people that reveal more about their personalities than even they know. The researcher built an online personality quiz that required participants to give over access to their Facebook profiles and those of their Facebook friends with low privacy settings. About 270,000 people took the quiz. This effectively gave the researcher access to the Facebook profiles of up to 50 million people. What Cambridge Analytica did with this data is disputed. The company claims it destroyed the stuff when it learnt it had been collected improperly and didn't use any of it during the 2016 US presidential election, when it was hired to work for the Donald Trump campaign. But a former employee told The Times that they had recently seen chunks of the data on a company server. The fear is that the company could have used the Facebook profiles to build detailed psychological portraits of millions of Americans before deleting the data, allowing it to build and target ads with uncommon precision, playing on and reinforcing voters' known biases. Political campaigns have been using Facebook to target slivers of voters for years. They can pay Facebook to send an ad for the National Rifle Association to men over 55 who have liked posts about guns, for example. Of course, politicians aren't the only ones using this capability, nor is Facebook the only platform exploiting it. If you use any Google products, one of the world's biggest companies is tracking your online behavior in minute detail for the sake of advertisers. If you read the terms of service of these companies, they acknowledge as much, but most people ignore the fine print. We inhabitants of the internet have accepted an unprecedented level of corporate surveillance because the services are good and free. If any good comes of this sordid Cambridge Analytica episode, it may be a dawning awareness that, when we are the product, the merchants will not always be people we like.